Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, the podcast where we uncover the secrets of CEOs, entrepreneurs, and visionaries who've used public speaking to skyrocket their businesses and their bottom line. Get ready for captivating stories, valuable insights, and practical wisdom from the trailblazers who've mastered the art of the stage. I'm your host, Kelly O'Hara, and I'm thrilled to bring their experiences and expertise directly to you. Let's get started. Welcome to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. Get ready to dive into the minds of the world's top speakers and leaders in their fields and uncover the secrets behind their success. I'm Kelly O'Hara, your host, and today we're turning the spotlight on someone who's not just another speaker, he's a force to be reckoned with in the global arena. Hold on to your seats because today we're sitting down with the man who's redefined what it means to be a valued speaker. He's not just internationally renowned, he's practically omnipresent. Meet Ernesto Verdugo, the disruptor, the trendsetter, the 247th most traveled person in the world. With over 30 years of experience under his belt, Ernesto has shared his wisdom with tens of thousands of individuals of over 120 nationalities in 57 different countries. But don't let the numbers overwhelm you. This isn't your average globe-trotting speaker. Ernesto doesn't just speak. He catalyzes change. He's a thought leader, a trend hunter, and a behavioral expert rolled into one. His presentations, they're not just thought-provoking, they're downright electrifying. Whether he's on stage or off, Ernesto's mission is clear: to ignite action and revolutionize mindsets. And trust me, after this episode, you'll be ready to take on the world one speech at a time. So buckle up, because the Ernesto Verdugo experience, it's about to blow your mind. Welcome, Ernesto.
Thank you, Kelly. What an incredible introduction.
It's true. I know you, so this is amazing to have you on the stage, and I'm thrilled that you're here. And I'm always fascinated in the why of people. What got them on their unique path in the first place? Can you give us a short walk through your journey from working with Renaissance Cruises and KLM Royal Dutch Airlines to becoming a sought after worldwide speaker and trainer?
Absolutely. I got started in KLM Royal Dutch Airlines, as you were saying. I always wanted to travel like crazy. And of course, the best way to do it was actually to join an airline. I was responsible for sales in Mexico. Then I was the first non-Dutch to actually be working on the head office of KLM in Amsterdam. And it was just from there, it was just an incredible experience, starting from what they have never hired a non-Dutch. And I apply that story. If it didn't work, try again and try again. I tried 47 times until I actually got the job. And basically what I did is I compared my CV or my resume, the way that you want to call it, and I changed every single thing I could on every application until I actually realized that it was the nationality. And I didn't change it. I just removed it. And then they called me because, you know what? Unfortunately, everywhere in the world, we have some prejudices. And this is the reason why I didn't get it at the beginning. But then after I got it, it was just the very beginning of the entire thing. Afterwards, I had the opportunity to work in the Middle East. I was responsible for Middle East and South Asia, then Middle East, South Asia and Africa, Middle East, South Asia and Europe, and Middle East, South Asia and Africa and Latin America. And I was working for about 11 years for KLM until September 11th, when obviously, after that, all the airlines were affected. I was giving a golden handshake, and I had the opportunity to start my own training company. And that's how my career basically got started.
So that was the catalyst for you to get out on your own. What propelled you into the world of public speaking? What was the light bulb that went off for you with all of those experiences you'd had?
Very close to where you live, I was sitting in the Hyatt Hotel just outside of Disneyland in Anaheim. And I went to see Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn was actually talking about what happened to Tony Robbins, that Tony Robbins actually got his light bulb or his knock that he was going to be a speaker. And it was just so funny because I was thinking, like, he's talking to me. He's telling me I have to become a speaker. And from that moment onwards, my only goal was actually to become a speaker. So it was Jim Rohn, unknowingly, but with his words and with the example of Tony Robbins, that I actually got my light and my switch on for becoming a speaker.
You never know where it's going to come from. It's that person that changes your life because they change how you think about it. I know you've certainly had that effect on me as well. And I think a lot of people can say Ernesto Verdugo changed the game for them because of something that you said that made them think differently. And I happen to know that for a fact, that you are impacting change that same way. So it's nice to see you paying it forward. You've worked with individuals now from 120 nationalities, and you've spoken in 57 different countries. How has that international experience influenced you and your value and perspective as a speaker and a trainer?
I think it has been a catalyst of exactly who I am. I don't really consider myself of being of one nationality. I think I am a citizen of the world. And that has helped me accept all sorts of different cultures, ways of thinking, different kinds of foods, different kinds of behaviors. And that makes me very tolerant. And I believe that every single person in this world has something to contribute. And that's exactly who I am. So it has been a catalyst in my life, having that done, training in so many countries and so with speaking for so many nationalities. It's been an experience that, I mean, very few speakers have had. I know, talking again about Tony Robbins, we are about the same amount of nationalities, and I have possibly done more training in different countries than he has. So
so incredible. That's so incredible. And you're still so young to have gotten started so early. That's pretty amazing that you're here now. I know you to be truly a genius in the social media world. And you have been for a long time. But when did you realize the importance of public speaking in your career, how it would shift the trajectory of your career and the opportunities that have become available to you? Because I see you everywhere, Ernesto. You're all over the internet. You're on TV, radio, in America, Mexico, all parts of the world. What specifically do you attribute that to?
Choosing mentors. I think having a mentor is super important. When I wanted to start speaking, I was in Barnes & Noble, or I don't remember exactly which shop it was. It was also there in California, funny enough. And I was walking through the aisles on self-help and whatever. And suddenly one book fell out of the shelf. And that book was called Speak and Grow Rich. That was written by Dottie Walters. And I said, what a great title. So I immediately purchased it. I read the book. I was absolutely fascinated by it. And I immediately got in touch with Dottie. I took all her courses. I learned every single thing I could from her because, of course, she was the absolute queen of the speaking industry in the 1990s. She really had the formula on how to get things done. I applied every single thing that she taught me, and that started actually opening doors for me for speaking. It got to a point that I was speaking 300 days a year in the 1990s and the beginning of the 2000s. Wow. And it was incredible, but you know what? You get tired of it.
I would imagine being on the road, that alone. I did it for a few months with the World Poker Tour, and I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to be on the road all the time. But exciting when you're young and out there and being able to go to all these different countries. So looking back, what advice would you now give your younger self starting out in the speaking industry with all the knowledge you have now? What advice would you give yourself younger or any younger person who wants to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah, as a speaker, I think I just paid my dues. And this is one of the important things. Everybody wants to get hired. And that's exactly what they want. I want to get hired. Yeah, but have you paid your dues? Have you actually done your homework? Have you helped other speakers? Have you helped in other conferences? Have you volunteered for doing all the work so that you not only understand you being on stage, but you understand the event planner? You're an event planner. I've been an event planner, and I hate dealing with divas. And one of the problems is, and that's where you see the real pros from the people that are just basically suddenly they appeared out of nothing. It's we have paid our dues. We understand exactly the value of the event planner is the most important person on the event. It's not you. You are the cherry on the cake while they are the cake. That for me will be the advice for anybody getting started. Don't think about yourself. Think about the event planner first and make sure that in any communication that you have, you never talk about yourself, but the benefits that you are actually going to bring to his stage and how you're going to make him or her look like $1 million.
I love that. So true. Good life advice. Not just event planners, life advice. Give first. Figure out what you're doing. See who's around you. It's not just about you. That is just beautiful. What inspired you to start Speak Internationally, which is your brand, and how does it fit into the overall mission that you have of speaking and training endeavors? What's the gap or the need in the industry that it aims to address?
For me, I had no choice because, of course, I was working for an airline and they were sending me to speak into these really weird countries during the invasion, the first invasion of Kuwait in the Middle East, still with Papa Bush. I just came to Kuwait after the invasion, and I didn't know anything. I was single in those days, and they sent me to that country, and that's where I had to do my training. So I started actually getting that on the trenches. I didn't really think. My first presentation in the United States was at least 10 years after. So one of the things that I realized, and that's why I think Speak Internationally, it's very important. Speaking internationally, it's very important. It is because there's a lot more opportunity there. You see, the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Australia, all the Anglo-speaking countries are very saturated. However, when you go outside, the possibilities are endless. But the problem is most people do not really understand exactly how to actually benefit from these incredible opportunities because they do not understand the culture. They do not know how things work. But it's not that difficult. It's just really a matter of understanding that there's more opportunity there than it is here. I don't really, one of the things that I always teach my students, and I also think to myself, I never audition for an event. And when people tell me, yeah, but what do you mean with the audition? If you make an application to see if you can come to that stage, you're making an audition. I believe in events that are not auditioning. I want to present myself as the solution or the best person that they can have in their stage. And they hire me. And that's exactly the mentality that most speakers need to change.
Oh, that's absolutely fabulous. I watched it happen with you. So it's so exciting that you're sharing this with everybody. I'd love for you to share with our audience a little bit about the Credibility and Trust Acceleration Program. This is such a comprehensive program with a strategy that includes so many different elements from trust and credibility to omnipresence, to authority amplification, to, I love this, effortless authorship. There are so many things in this program, but I'd love for you to explain what it is, what this program is, and what benefits it brings to you as a potential speaker, a global speaker.
Yeah, I'm one of the few individuals that have transitioned from being a speaker to being an event organizer. So I have been in both sides of the coin. And I understand very well how the speakers think, and I understand very well how the event planners think. And one of the things that I've always noticed was that speakers, especially after the internet came through, they started thinking marketing and everything was about them. Everything was about me. They didn't really know how to put themselves across in a proper way. So I believe that in order for an event planner to hire you, people need to trust you. You need to have the credibility. One of my signature quotes, it's always saying that evidence, it's more important than experience. And it takes a little bit of time to understand. Evidence, it's more important than experience. So you could be an inexperienced speaker on the stage. However, if you have a ton of evidence, they will hire you. Having that into consideration, that's when I created my first speaker branding event that was called Speak in Dubai. That was in 2005. And we continue doing them in all over the place. We have done them now in about 18 different countries. And what we started realizing was that every single speaker, what they were really needing was that specific proof and that specific credibility that they required in order to get hired. Now, what do I mean by proof? For example, you in the days of Dottie Walters, what I did is I recorded myself speaking, and that was my demo reel. I sent a 20-minute video, VHS video on a UPS package with my one speaker sheet, and that was my credibility. Right now, the credibility is online. Believe me, there's three things that you can take for granted in life. One is going to be that we're going to die. The second, that we're going to have to pay taxes. And the third, that you're going to be Googled.
Yes.
That's exactly what you need to understand. And most people don't really realize how important it is the moment that people go and search for you on Google. So when they search for you on Google, first of all, they're going to see how strong your digital footprint is. That means that they're going to see how many pictures are there indexed on the search engines. Second, they're going to be searching your LinkedIn profile to see how strong it is. And of course, they're going to be possibly checking your YouTube channel. They're going to be checking your Instagram. You're going to be checking your Twitter. It depends on what industry exactly are you going. So one of the things that we started saying, okay, let's do the marketing, but I think we have to take it a step further. I think what we have to do is we have to make sure that when people do the search, before you actually get into speaking with Event Planner, that they have already done their due diligence and they are already impressed with you before they talk to you. Because that's when you have leverage to negotiate a fee. Because if you don't have credibility online, what's going to happen is your negotiating skills are never going to work. There's two kinds of event planners. There's the greenhorns, as I call them. The greenhorns are all those which are working for chambers of commerce or schools or all those different associations, whatever you, if you will. And also then you have the ones which are going to be hiring you to speak and pay you. Now, dealing with greenhorns is not a problem because all they want is they want a speaker. They do not understand the industry. But those which are going to pay you, they're going to take every one of your faults or the things that you don't have in order for you to actually get you to speak for free. And I have done that. I consider myself a shark whenever I'm hiring speakers. And I tell you, 95% of the time, I can get a speaker to speak in my event for free. And that's what we do. Our goal is to get them to speak for free. So the question is, how are you going to become one of those 5% of the speakers which are going to get paid instead of the 95% which are not going to get paid? And this is exactly where the entire thing of the credibility and trust program went, which basically runs through all the steps from having a book to not a book, which is just a flimsy 45-page book. You have to have a book that is going to actually position you as a key person of influence. You need to have some media. You need to have a strong digital footprint. You need to understand how the whole thing works. And you also need to understand how to monetize your speaking. Because right now we are right now in a buyer's market, which means that basically the event planners have an upper hand because there's less events than speakers, so they can actually decide who they're going to be hiring. So in many cases, they're going to be telling you, how are you going to monetize? So in the days of Dottie Walters, for example, one of the things that I learned from her was you need to see always that every single one organization which is going to hire you is going to have different budgets. So possibly they don't have a budget for hiring you, but they have a budget for training material. They have a budget for books, or they have a budget for X, Y, or Z. So you need to figure out what are the different buckets which you can tap in case they cannot actually afford your fee exactly as it's happening. Right now, the most important thing is that a speaker has a product ecosystem. A product ecosystem, it's absolutely critical because what's going to happen is there's going to be people which are going to tell you, this is my budget and this is what I can afford. Does that mean that if they tell you, I'm going to pay you $3,000, I'm going to pay you $5,000, you're not going to take it because you want to get $10,000? You're an idiot if you actually do that.
Right.
In reality, what you need to understand is that you can actually monetize on the front end. You can monetize on the back end. You can help the event planner monetize. There's so many different ways. So your product ecosystem, and I'm going to explain it using an analogy because I think that is going to make people understand it perfectly. Imagine that you're going to go to Paris for the first time in your life. What is that one thing that you have to see no matter what in Paris?
You got to see the Eiffel Tower.
That is correct. That would be the Eiffel Tower. Now, do you know that the Eiffel Tower doesn't make any money for the city of Paris? So why is it so important? You know what? You are the brand. The Eiffel Tower is the brand. The Eiffel Tower is the brand. But because of the Eiffel Tower, there are restaurants, cafes, merchandising, all sorts of other different attractions, all these other different things. So you as a brand, you don't have to make money from you as a brand. What you make money from, it's all the different things and all the different avenues in how you can actually monetize your speaking. And that is the big secret that most speakers don't really understand. Right now, somebody tells me, my fee is 15,000. And I go, the moment that you actually open your mouth and tell people what your fee is, you've lost.
Oh, I could not agree with you more. I have people call me in another capacity when I'm coaching and they say, listen, I want some speaking engagements. I only speak for 50,000 to 100,000. And my response is, go with God. If that's your limitation, you've called the wrong number, because that means you're short-sighted, not creative, don't have any capability of negotiating, and you just aren't seeing the big picture. So this is such helpful information.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think on the getting paid part, another of the things which is also very important is for people to understand that it's not about me selling on stage, but people buying from me without me selling, which is a complete different thing. It never happens. And I tell you, I have done this many times. I have nothing to offer. And I have people going after me to see what they can buy from me.
That's a good position to be in, Ernesto.
Exactly. But that is because, of course, I know how to position myself and I know how to add value. I'm not selling a coaching program. I am not selling a 1999 stacking bonuses, selling from the stage. I think that's just horrible. And that possibly worked in the beginning of the 2000s. Right now, everybody runs away from those pitch fests. So the important thing is when you have a product ecosystem and you provide value, people treat themselves in order for them to talk to you, consult with them, asking for you to do stuff with you. And that is exactly what we are training people in the credibility and trust acceleration method.
I absolutely love what you're sharing today, and it is unique. I wanted to ask you with this, what sets your program apart from others? And I think you really just nailed that. It's perfection. And I'm seeing some other coaches and trainers try and create experiences where their students can get there. They go someplace, a meeting place, let's say it's Las Vegas, or we'll choose that because that's pretty popular. And they're going to get some pictures and they're going to get some professional pictures and they're going to get 3 minutes on the stage recorded, and they might be able to turn that into a sizzle reel and such. But what makes your program so different? If you had to narrow it down to three things, what would you say?
I would actually go to the first one, which is optics, which is the most important thing that you can do. The second one, and I will explain what they are in a second, but for me, optics is number one. The second one is that you have to think like a magician, not like a speaker. In fact, and you know it very well, how do I call my students?
Magicians.
I call them magicians because you have to think like a magician. A magician knows how to, and this is what magicians do. Just think about it. It's an illusion. If you go to Hollywood, everything is an illusion. But you have to, as a magician, you have to figure out how that illusion is presented. Because, of course, if not, it's not going to work. You know very well that Superman doesn't fly. But, of course, in Hollywood, they make it look like they are flying. That is exactly how you have to think. Because, of course, it's not about, by the time that you end up on the stage, you have had to have a lot of marketing done first. And marketing yourself as a magician instead of as a speaker, that is just the most important part. And that, of course, has to do a lot with optics. Now, there's optics which are done correctly, and there are optics which are done completely incorrect. I give you an example. For example, I'm sure that you have seen in LinkedIn and in other places, people that say, I've seen on NBC, CBS, Fox, this and that and the other. The problem is, if that is the case and you have all the footage to actually prove that you have been in all of those networks, as I have, I've been this year 36 times on television. I have plenty of footage to actually show people. But what most people do is they submit a press release, and it is actually mentioned on the CNN websites for 24 hours. And then they said, I've seen on CNN. The problem is, whenever you get with an event planner and they ask you that question, do you have the footage to do that? What are you going to say? I actually paid $105 to actually be featured on a press release. That is when the optics go wrong. But if you do the optics correctly, you can do wonders. Let me tell you exactly how optics work. If you blatantly say, I have spoken in, and I'm not going to mention, I'm spoken in such luxurious university, or my picture has been shown in the Madison Square Garden. I'm just going to change but everybody who knows the industry knows what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about for. So that's why I don't want to mention the names. If you're actually doing those kind of stunts, everybody know that they're stunts. Of course, they're not going to believe any of your marketing. When you do the optics correctly, you do the optics correctly and you don't blatantly say it. You actually do something that I call implicit marketing. And that's what actually makes me different. What could be done so implicitly you can look like if you are the absolute superstar? And that's what I actually work with everybody. Because what happens is I get people that have had 10 speaking opportunities, 15 or 15 speaking opportunities. They don't have any footage. They don't have any pictures. What can we do so that implicitly we can show in a reel or in photos or in a website without having to mention any lies, anything? Bear in mind, this is your mind is going to make up whatever it doesn't understand. So if they see those pictures, they will believe you without you having to say anything. And that's actually what makes it very different. And you have been to some of these events, and you know that all we're doing is we're thinking on different ways to create implicit marketing, which is, I think, one of the most important tools under my belt.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And what I love is there's so many things that are different about what you do than what I've seen other people do. You take people to exciting, varied, both here and the United States and internationally, places that are intriguing and interesting. Yes, Las Vegas, of course, everybody needs to make that round. That's a good, create some great optics too. But from Dubai to Tashkent to Mumbai to throughout Europe, you never know where the next adventure is going to be. So to be part of a program that expands you and is fun and exciting, and you're getting to develop authentic speaking opportunities and real optics of being able to show I'm there. There's nothing Photoshopped. I participated in this program. And then the training, that's another issue. Your training in these events is phenomenal. And I'll say, I don't want to say exhausting. I mean, it's a fast trip. It is so exciting. It's a ride. And you walk out a whole lot smarter than when you started that adventure. And for me, implementation is everything. And I want to say this is probably one of the things that stands out for me more than anything else. And the thing I'm most, I don't want to say critical about. No, let's go ahead and say critical. Is that I see a lot of people that are giving great ideas. They're charging incredible amounts of money. And then their students are walking away with some cool ideas. Then they have to go and implement. And sometimes they don't know, they don't actually learn how to implement. They just learn some great ideas that might work for them. What I love about your program is by the time you've walked through it, it's been fully executed. It's on you if you don't execute, because throughout this period of time, you will walk out with so many assets, so many usable tools, and bang, you're ready to go. Step on any stage and you've built your reputation legitimately and with authenticity. And then when you travel with people and you go to these different places that are created for you to participate in or not participating in, traveling really creates an incredible bond. Your idea of community is a whole lot different than what I see out there. We're connected. And so,
Absolutely. One of the things, and the best analogy that I have to understand exactly what people go through when they get into this is, if you ever watch The Amazing Race, and I've always wanted to participate in The Amazing Race. I think that goes with the combination of working with the travel industry and working with the speaking industry. And I understand exactly the challenges for people to actually go to find out where they have to go, what they have to do next. That gets them to their own devices and gets them to get out of their comfort zone.
Yes.
While normally, if you go to any of these other events, which are actually done by anyone else, what they do is they spend 3 or 4 days or 5 days or a week in one same venue, which is a hotel. I never use hotels. In fact, I wouldn't say never, because actually we go, one of the places where we speak is in the 7-star Burj Al Arab Hotel in Dubai. But besides that, I don't think that I ever use a hotel, because I want people to actually get to their own devices. And also what happens is that when you finish the event, one of the things that I always say is, what, this is going to be a process. It's going to take you between 9 months to a year before you are really a superstar. I challenge anybody to go and Google me, and they're going to see that I am absolutely everywhere. And many of my clients are omnipresent. The omnipresence process, it will take you a year. Now, actually, that just brings me to another point, which I think it's very important. Right now, we have an opportunity for speakers, which is beyond anything that we have experienced before. Right now, there is the AI era, which is just born not long ago. And right now, they are incorporating search with AI. So in order for you to actually be part of the database of the following search engines, which are going to be existing right now, for example, the one that exists already is Perplexity, but there's going to be many of them, or you. There are many ones which are coming up. I think the horizon is going to change tremendously. And in order for you to educate the AI of who you are and what you do, you need to be absolutely everywhere. And if you do it now, what's going to happen is, in the next few years, you're going to have a competitive advantage against those that haven't done anything about it. That is going to make a big difference in your future. So if you are somebody which is just thinking of your you of the present and you of the future, which I always like to say, this is a great thing for you to start thinking on. You must be omnipresent.
And your command of, it's stunning to me, your command of AI and what I've seen you do in the last couple of years, it's really stunning. And I think everyone's getting to benefit from your passion. I have never seen anybody as passionate about learning everything about AI that's out there, and you're a master of this. That makes it a lot easier, doesn't it, to be focusing, because I know your plate is full. You're doing so many things, but every time the next meeting happens, you've come up with new and exciting. And I think all your students are super excited.
Yeah, I was obviously, I'm sure that you have also heard about it long ago, artificial intelligence. But the first time that I actually really saw it happening, and that was for me the thing that say, oh my God, I really wish that I will get to live on that time. It was about 2012 or 2013. Tony Robbins was actually interviewing Sylvia or whatever. It was actually a robot that you could talk to. And you can search for that interview that Tony Robbins was interviewing that robot, and you can search for it in YouTube. For me, that was absolutely fascinating. That's, for me, the area of AI that I really liked. And that basically is created through machine learning. So what you have to understand is, a lot of people are using AI to write copy or to write emails or to create these or to create images or this or that, the other. That's generative AI, which of course it's useful. But for me, the machine learning is the most incredible thing that you can think of, because what happens is you can actually teach a much more intelligent machine than you are. It's a more intelligent brain than you are, or possibly a machine that has a lot more knowledge than you have. And you can train them to do absolute incredible things and have conversations. And that, for me, is the most incredible thing, that you will be able to literally have asked questions and giving you answers, solve every problem in voice. And that is exactly what got me absolutely fascinated. And I am exploring mainly the machine learning aspect of artificial intelligence, not so much the generative intelligence that most people are using. I like the machine learning and teaching a machine to do all the stuff that either you do not know or you don't want to do.
So how does that apply? Tell me how that applies with specifically to speakers. How can you use machine learning to advance your business, the speaking business that you want to be in?
Machine learning, and this is, I'm going to do my small little plug here. This is my book, AI Powered Productivity. It's not a flimsy book. It's a nice little book. And basically, what happens there is that if you understand on where to get the information from. So I'll give you one specific example. I have one robot. And when I talk about a robot, it's I have it on my phone. Her name is McKinsey. So if you think of Alexa or you think of Siri, that's a very dumb version of the artificial intelligence. My McKinsey basically knows where I am, what I'm doing, what I need to do, reminds me of all the stuff that I need to do. If I haven't done it, she tells me off. Everything. It's, oh my God, it's just absolutely incredible. So imagine having 18 different assistants, which are all paid by simple $20 a month, because that's what it costs to actually run the AI. It's a gift. And all of these people are doing different things.
Are you telling me that each of us could have a McKinsey for $20 a month?
Oh, not only a McKinsey, because I have McKinsey, I have Lucy, I have Saskia, I have Jorge, I have Oberon. I have so many of them. And McKinsey is the brain that actually runs the 18 of them. They create my social media, they create my copy, they create my presentations. They do every single thing. That it's like having, you know, 18 versions of me, which are even more intelligent than me, working for me, all for $20 a month.
That's incredible. That is simply incredible. Okay, that's going to spawn another conversation. But for right now, for this interview, let's talk about these great books that you have. I know you co-wrote a book with Raymond Aron called The AI Millionaire's Path, Discover How ChatGPT Written Books Become Bestsellers and How They Can Make You a Millionaire. And then you have the one you just showed, Machine Learning Magic, AI Powered Productivity, How to Train ChatGPT-4 to Be the Best Employee You've Never Paid For. I'll take that book. I want that book right now. And then I have mine, The AI Whispers Code, The Proven Method for Achieving Unbelievable Results Using ChatGPT and AI. All of these books delve into topics like AI and machine learning and productivity. What made you make that jump, and how did it to write books about it, and how did they intersect with your speaking engagements?
One of the modules or one of the elements of the credibility and trust acceleration is effortless writing. Now, a lot of people are actually writing books with AI, but they do not teach the AI how to write books for them. So bear in mind that the AI has read over 1 million books. Every single book, which is right now on Amazon, has been read by the AI. They know every single author, every single way that you would like to write and all these things. So the important thing is to get that knowledge and help you write on your own words a book like this. This book, it was written, this is 425 pages long. We wrote it together between me and Lucas, because that's my, in the name of George Lucas, that's my robot that writes books with me. And that book is not that, it was written by the AI. It was not written by the AI. It was written with the assistance of the AI, because I'm not sure if you guys have noticed, but English is not my first language. However, because of course of having a robot like Lucas, I incorporated filmmaking and I incorporated the hero's journey and I incorporated every single thing in order for me to create a novel that was going to be super exciting for people to read. So you are reading this book, you're learning about artificial intelligence, and it's all a story. And that for me has been incredible. Because of this book, I've been, once again, as I was telling you, 35 times on television. Tomorrow, I'm going to be actually on a debate show. So I'm going to be debating the pros of artificial intelligence with against somebody which is going to be telling me the cons about artificial intelligence. So that's going to be an interesting show. And yeah, that for me, the positioning, I immediately, the moment that I had access, I was one of the very first, possibly 500,000 people in the world to have access to the chat as we commonly know it. Because of that, I had the opportunity to play a little bit around with it. I said, this is just a great opportunity. And what I want to do is I want to position myself as a leader on the topic of AI. Right now, there's a lot of people that call themselves experts on AI. I honestly don't think that there are many experts. So that's why I would like to call myself a leader or a pioneer. And once again, my specialization, if you will, it's a machine learning, which is the thing that I really like the most.
Oh, I love this. So what, tell me, with all of this, everything that's transpired, all the travel, the speaking, the creating programs, working with AI, what is your legacy? What legacy are you hoping to leave behind?
Oof, that's a beautiful question. And I would like to, I really like that phrase that you have to make a dent in the universe. And that's exactly what I would like to have. I want to be part of history in whichever way I can. That's in the gross spectrum. But I think for me, the most important thing is my kids. My kids, I hope that they feel proud, that they have a very interesting dad and somebody that really made a difference in their lives. So that is, for me, every single thing I'm doing is obviously because of the two of them.
Oh, I had the blessing to meet your wife, and what an incredible family you have. You've done something very interesting with your sons, and I want to ask you about it. When it comes down to legacy, I remember you talking about your father and all of our grandparents when they leave, our parents, our grandparents, when they leave, what's left behind. And you specifically planned for what you're building and leaving behind for them. Share with the audience about that. I think it's really special.
Both of my parents passed. One passed with and my mom passed with pandemic, and my dad passed a little bit prior to the pandemic. And all I have left from them, it's a few pictures, and I have scrapbooks. And my dad was an amazing guy. He was just full of knowledge and every single thing that you can imagine. And now all of that is gone. So what I've been doing since I started doing this is every single thing that I am doing, it's been documented. There's either videos, there's books, there's trainings, there's every single thing. So that when I no longer exist in the material world, my kids will be able to access to my knowledge and information. Plus also, I believe that right now we're not in a very short distant future because of the AI. And that sounds a little bit weird, but I believe that's something that is going to happen. You're going to be able to actually have an AI version of you. Possibly it's going to be there. It's going to be there forever. And that person is actually being fed with every single thing that you are creating and putting there online and putting there available so that the internet can actually learn who you are, what you do, and what is what you want to bring to the world.
That's really exciting. And as well, and I love your thought process behind that. There's such heart in what you do, and you're such a wonderful dad. One of the things you've done for your sons, because of this information, you're teaching them how to build their reputation now as kids towards their future so that they're set up when they go to get jobs, that they exist on the internet already in ways that position them well to get a job, take a project, sign up for a group that really matters to them. You're helping them build their reputation with all of the information that you've learned. Is that correct?
Yeah, my son is about to graduate from high school. And he told me 5 years from now, many of the jobs that exist right now, they're not going to be there anymore because of artificial intelligence. So I have to figure out what is exactly what I really want to study, because I want to make sure that if I'm going to be spending 4 or 5 years in college, whenever I leave out of college, my education is going to do something for me. And I said, that's very perceptive of you. And one of the things that I said for him is you have to start already building a digital footprint. So right now he's very involved with Band. And right now we are creating every single thing in his portfolio that has to do with him being a trombone player. He has achieved a number of different awards, and he has played for the All-State Band, and he has done a lot of things, which, of course, for his young age, it's part of his digital footprint already. How many kids at the age of 18 have any digital footprint besides the stupidity that they possibly do in TikTok or whatever? If you're not thinking as an influencer, which is, you will have, of course, the influencers which are 16, 14, 12 years old, sure, those will have a digital footprint. But the other 98% of those kids, they don't have anything. And right now, it's more important than ever to have a strong digital footprint.
It's just brilliant. And it's so nice that you're able to help so many people with what you do. So last question, what's next? What's on the list of, I can't wait to do this, if I can carve out some time, because I know you don't have any free time anymore. What is my next horizon? What am I most excited about doing? I want to hear what's on that list.
One of the benefits of having a very strong digital footprint is that you start attracting opportunities. It's not me searching for the opportunities, as most people try to search for to see what opportunities they can get. Those opportunities always end up in my plate. Right now, there's big people which they say, you know, what you're doing is incredible. I want to work with you. Some of the names are just like, oh my God, this is incredible. And for me right now, it's just great. I am right now working with some big names that possibly later on I will be able to disclose. I am, and they are super happy working with me. They are opening doors for me that I never experienced. And one of the things that I definitely, for me, what is the next is, if this will be a chapter in my book, you know what? This was the settling of my legacy. And right now the next is to leave it on. And this is exactly in which direction that I am going and connecting with people that before were out of my reach. And it's not that I am searching for them, but they are searching for me. And that for me is the most exciting.
That is exciting. And as far as I'm concerned, very well deserved. Okay. I know that you brought a gift for our listeners. And I'm telling you, everybody, pay attention. You want this gift. I have actually had this gift, and it changed things for me. Tell everybody what you brought for them today.
I want to give the gift of my time, my own personal time. I think, you know what, I can always do a digital product or a downloadable ebook or whatever it is, which of course, possibly you're going to either see or don't see or whatever. But I'm going to be giving you my time. I'm going to be giving you anywhere between 35 to 45 minutes. And what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to check your digital footprint. I'm going to check your marketing. I'm going to check every single thing that you're doing. Remember, I am an event planner, so I know exactly how to hire speakers. And I can tell you exactly what are the things that you are doing wrong, the things that you're doing right, and what you need to do specifically so that you land those gigs that you're dreaming of, whether it is in the United States or elsewhere. So I hope that you take it serious, because I take it serious. I always show up to my calls. I believe that talking with everybody opens doors. And that is one of the ways in how actually we connected. Kelly, we connected. We had this conversation. And I help you without expecting anything in return. And I believe that's my way to contribute to you. And that is definitely my gift. So if you would like, go to my booking page, which is very simple. Better Call Ernie. Remember in the show Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, bettercallernie.com. And there you can just simply set an appointment with me, and I'll be happy to spend 35 to 40 minutes. I will go over every single thing that you're doing. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I'm just going to go through all the stuff that you have, and I will be telling you what you need to do, what you need to change. And that, I think, is going to make a huge difference in your speaking career.
It's an incredible gift. And I encourage everybody listening to this, you want to have this conversation. It is game changing. It was for me, and he's a blessing. Ernesto, I want to just tell you with heartfelt appreciation for being here today and for the work that you do. I always love hearing how your mind works. And I'm
Thank you.
so grateful for the energy, the fun, the real-time experience and expertise that you bring to any conversation. Personally, I've been a huge beneficiary of your program, and I can't thank you enough for all the incredible value you've provided, your authenticity and your passion. It just shines through, and I'm sure everybody feels the same way as they listen to you. So, with everything that you do, it's just been a pleasure to have you on the show.
I am delighted. Thank you for having me.
If you want to learn more about Ernesto and his program, I'm telling you, just Google him. You'll be blown away. He's everywhere. And if you want to find out more about him, go to bookernesto.com. You will be impressed, and reasonably so, because he's accomplished so much. And if you want to book him as a speaker, you can go to bettercallernie.com. Your gift today, like I said, there's nothing out there like this. It really will give you about a 40-minute marketing assessment to check how your marketing's doing, how you're presenting yourself, and if you're hireable or not. This is like tailor-made to provide you with clear, actionable insights on what it takes to consistently secure speaking gigs as a speaker. I don't think there's a more important call for you to make. If you want to find out more about Ernesto's books and his exploration into AI, his newest one is the AI Whispers Code, the proven method for achieving unbelievable results using ChatGPT and AI. And when you go there, you will see his other two books, Machine Learning Magic, AI Powered Productivity, How to Train ChatGPT 4 to Be the Best Employee You've Never Paid For. It is phenomenal. And as we wrap up today's episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight, I want to extend a huge thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this journey. Your support and your engagement, it means the world to us, and we couldn't do it without you. Don't forget to show some love by commenting or sharing or subscribing. Of course, we love that. It really helps spread the word and reach even more incredible entrepreneurs like yourself who are looking for real advice, better perspective, ideas. If it spawns one idea, it's the best show in town. And a special shout out to our sponsor, speakertunity.com. Whether you're a seasoned speaker or you're just dipping your toes into the world of public speaking, speakertunity.com has everything you need to elevate your game and make lasting impact. And with that said, this is Kelly O'Hara, your host, once again. And I want to thank you for being part of our community. And until next time, keep speaking your passion and amplifying your impact. And remember, you're just one conversation or a stage appearance from that person, that connection, or that deal that could change your business or your life. So light up the stage. And as always, I look forward to our next conversation. See you next time. I want to thank you for joining us on this episode of the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive once again into the remarkable stories and insights of our incredible guests. Their experiences and wisdom are not just meant to inspire you, but to provide you with actionable steps to take on your own path to success. Remember, you have a story to tell, and your voice has the power to transform your business and make lasting impact. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an empowering conversation. We'd also appreciate it if you could leave us a review and share the show with your friends, colleagues, and your fellow visionaries. Until next time, keep speaking, keep growing, and keep reaching to make your difference. This is Kelly O'Hara, signing off from the Six Figure Speaker Spotlight.